All right, so let's lighten things up a bit here. Let's do the fox hunters and the butterfly. Nice couple of slip jigs. All right, we ready?
Thank you.
I love those tunes. I love those tunes.
Yeah, those are good ones.
Michael, would you be up to leading a set of tunes off the list? Okay. About Eileen, you want to try lead? No, okay.
He needs a snore.
Claudine. My good friend Claudine. I think you're it. Would you mind?
Uh-oh. What do you want to do?
Well, you pick. You pick. I'm going to take a quick break. I hate to do that to you, but I do need a little break because my back.
I had
therapy today, so they worked on my right side, and she had my arm and she was poking in that nerve behind the muscle there for a good hour today. Right, I got home at 3 o'clock, so or just after three. So.
Is it okay if I do the Tarbolton set?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Everybody, if you don't know this, I introduced her last week. Most of you.
Yeah.
You know, Claudine Langille is in Connecticut, and she's a very dear friend of mine. And she played with a fabulous, well, she played with a lot of people, but the band that I'm most familiar with her was Touchstone. The band Touchstone with Trina Nadal and Zan McLeod and
Mark Roberts.
So fabulous band. You should look them up.
You were just a young fellow when I met you back then.
That was, oh shit, that had to be 30 years ago.
Still a young fellow.
Yeah, actually, I think you're right. It might be actually more than 30 years ago.
More than 30, probably.
Yeah. Wow.
All right.
Go.
Okay. Have a good break. So we'll do the Tarbolton. So it's is that okay? That's that pace, everybody. And then okay. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, and. Thank you. sailor's bonnet. Actually be playing together, John, but it's
it would be a disaster if I unmuted it. The latency is so bad. That was lovely.
Yeah, I know.
Lovely.
What a shame, huh?
Lovely, Claudine.
You have all these great instruments and we can't hear each other.
Yeah, you have such a great lift in your music. Beautiful. So I just let
John. You do you
somebody just emailed me, they didn't get the I had no idea why this happened. Some people didn't get the link. So I don't know if Rob is here. Somebody, he asked for somebody to email him. Let me see. Give me 1 second here. Sorry.
Sorry, John. I have to bug out early to go for a walk with Frank, but I really enjoyed playing with you.
We're doing this for at least another 4 weeks, and if it's successful enough, then we'll keep it going. It's up to, you know, I'm not going to do it on my own, of course. So.
Right. I'll be coming back. Thank you.
See you, Marilyn.
Bye, Marilyn. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Wow, wouldn't this be a band if we were all together in the same room? Holy moly, the sound.
Oh, it would be amazing. So, all right. So, what do you want to do next? You want to do the polkas next, or you want to do some more reels? Or we could do, you know what I love? I really love this tune, Kid on the Mountain. Would that be good? It's one of my favorite tunes of all time. I think most everybody knows that tune. I believe it's E minor for any of those that... So I was trying to look for that comment from... Rob Huffman. rob.huffman19@gmail.com. Can one of you maybe email him for me? rob.huffman19@gmail.com. I'm sure, and just send him the link that I sent you. It would be great if he got like 50 emails, wouldn't it? So... All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Down to 48 people now.
That's a very fun tune. I like that one.
That's one of my favorite tunes. And I don't know who I just let in. Let me see. Oh, Kathy. I don't see you. Kathy Whiteside. Where are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't see you.
I'm working. Working on it. Okay. I made it.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Happy to be here.
Oh, we're delighted to have you. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, moving on, let's do a couple more hornpipe. We'll do the Dumfries and the Galway, and then we'll go back to reels. How's that? We might get through all these tunes tonight, maybe. All right, make sure you're all muted, and then ready. Thank you. There you go. A couple of great. How was that tempo? Okay for everybody?
Should those go any faster than that? That felt pretty much up to tempo to me, or not?
Oh no, they're usually a lot faster. Yeah.
A lot faster. Okay. Yeah, I've been working on those.
That would be.
And how about dumpies?
That would be well, just say it would be about the same. That would be for dance tempo.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not sure who's talking, by the way.
Judy.
I gotta find you, Judy. Where are you? Oh, there you are.
I don't know. I'm on my screen. I'm right next to you.
I see it. I have to switch back and forth because I can only get 25 people on the screen. So, Doug,
I think it's all those triplets.
Are you leaving, Doug?
I'm leaving. I've got to start dinner.
All right, my friend.
Okay.
Hopefully, we'll see you next week.
Okay.
Thank you, brother. And I'll get on that photo thing.
Right.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah, that second one I don't think I've attempted really before, but it's got a lot of triplets and it goes down to C, which isn't as good for whistles and pipes and things.
Right.
But you can kind of make it work.
But it's a very, very popular session tune. You know, so anywhere you go to Galway, most everybody kind of knows the Galway in the certainly in the sessions that I've been in. A lot of these tunes that we're playing are tunes that I played as a young man, you know, young boy. Galway, The Boys of Blue Hill was one of the first tunes I ever learned to play. But even the reels, most of these reels, not all of them, but most of them, I've been playing since I was a young boy. So let's do, speaking of that, Woman in the House, Into Devaney's Goat. I've got to look it up because, again, I can't remember how they start. And feel free, everybody. I said this last week, and for those of you who weren't here last week, you know, feel free to email me with suggestions, comments. I've had a bunch of suggestions. I've tried to take everybody up on most of them. I'm going to talk to, Michael, maybe I'll talk to you, Michael, if you're into it, maybe co-hosting with me, if you're going to be around, because you're a big technical guy with all this stuff, and that would certainly be a help if you're interested in volunteering to help. But if not, no pressure. You don't have to answer that in front of everybody now, but they'll know if you're not doing it next week. Sorry, that's my Irish sense of humor coming out there. All right, Devaney's Goat and the Woman in the House. And we're doing Woman in the House first, I guess.
Devaney's
Goat? Gets it. Okay. So make sure you're muted now because I can hear somebody in there. Ready, here we go. Thank you. great tunes. I love these tunes. So, just trying to think.
They're very nice.
Any requests that we haven't done yet, or?
Do you have flogging reel on the list?
The what?
The flogging reel.
I do have the flogging on the list. The flogging and the tulla. We can do that now.
How about just a tad faster?
What?
A little bit faster?
A little bit faster? Is a little bit faster okay?
Or is that good case?
All right, I'll try it. So, all right.
Love that tempo, John.
You do? Okay, good. You know, it's important to get feedback from you guys because I don't know, you know. I've done a few slow sessions in my day, but every group is a little different, and I want everybody to be happy. And hopefully, you know, even these, even if you don't know these tunes, you're getting to record them, and you'll have an opportunity to learn them as you go along. So that's the important thing. And whatever we don't do this week, you know, I'll put on the list for next week, and add to that list. So we keep moving along with the tune list that you have.
And what was the name of that second one, please?
It's called the Tulla.
Tulla, right.
The Hume is a Tulla, sorry.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody calls it.
How's that spelled?
Sorry?
How's that spelled, Tulla?
T-U-L-L-A.
Okay.
I thought you'd said Nutella, so I wrote Nutella down. I thought that's not right. I know the tunes, but I don't know their names, so it's interesting to hear the names.
Well, I'm going to try and do better next week, because some people have asked me to put down the time signatures and that kind of stuff. And if I can get the list written out early enough, I might even copy the tunes. So if anybody wants the actual sheet music, I'll be happy to send that to you too.
Debbie, you're going to get totally spammed by Nutella ads.
So, all right. Now let's look at the list again.
Did you already do Over the Moor to Maggie?
We did not do Over the Moor to Maggie.
Yes.
And you haven't done any polkas.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
So let's do a set of polkas. The set of polkas. Now I looked it up, and Egan's polka is actually the Kerry polka, according to session.org. I called it Egan's polka, or somebody did. I don't know where that came from. Anyway. So is that right, or am I wrong? Okay, so we'll do Egan's into Tripping to the Well. So I did not realize that Chris Droney wrote this tune. Chris Droney just passed away, but I did not realize that he actually, I've been playing this tune for years. So Lunasa recorded it, which is a little bit more complicated than the way the music is written, very, very simply here. But so we'll do those two. Great. I love these polkas. All right, here we go. Thank you. go. And somebody's unmuted. Banjo's unmuted.
Sorry, John.
That's okay.
Can I ask you, John, for each of the sessions each week, is it the same login or you send out a new one?
I think it might be the same. I'm not sure. So I just like to send it out the day of, although today I think a bunch of people didn't get it. I don't know why. I swear. Jan is my witness. I sat here at 7:30 this morning sending out emails.
So do I keep sending you an email to be included or?
No, once you're on the list, you're on the list. So
okay, cool.
Everybody here is on my list, so I'll just automatically send it whether you can come or not. I mean, if I don't know what to say. I mean, hopefully 20 of you decide that you can't come next week. That would be devastating. But yeah, I guess probably maybe the smart thing to do would be to let me know just in case, because we were legitimately supposed to have a lot more people. And I don't know, maybe I just messed up somehow getting it to some people. So, and I have to apologize profusely if anybody got it late. So
I just want to thank you, John, for all that extra work you're doing. I don't know how you're doing it, doing those personal notes to people. So I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome, Heather. Thank you so much. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, this is very personal to me. You know, you guys are making an effort to be here and, you know, you love the music and I love the music. So that's why we're here. You know, there's plenty of other things we could all be doing, but I don't think during this pandemic, there's anything better that we could be doing tonight than doing this with each other, you know? And so it is personal to me and I try very hard to make stuff that's generic. You know, I put everybody's individual name on it and everything. So that's why I kind of hate mass mailing stuff, you know, because it's less personal. And, you know, hopefully, well, thank you. You realize I make the effort. I definitely make the effort, you know. I'm doing things that are outside of my comfort zone when it comes to, and Jan will tell you this, because I hate paperwork. I hate it with a passion. And I haven't really had to do a lot of it. Jan does all my tours and bookings and contracts and all that kind of stuff, so I don't have to do it. But I'm happy to do this because Jan is busy working, and thank God one of us is working. So let's do the before we do any more reels, let's do somebody who I don't know who it was, the Caro. I don't know who asked if we were doing that, but we have not done it yet. And the apples in winter, the moon coin, and the Caro jig, which are really great tunes. Brian Conway does this. Well, he does the Apples in Winter and the Moon Coin all the time.
Isn't it a Coleman set originally?
I think it's a Coleman set, but I recorded this set, but I added the Caro jig at the end of it, and I really like the change from the A. I think it's A. I don't think it's A minor, right? It's an A. So here we go. So thank you. I did that little change on Sarah, I can't get something to think about, you know, in your own sessions, is to make these changes dramatic in some ways, but not too crazy, and it gives that great lift going into the Carrero jig from the A, you know. It's a really great change. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there. Some of you may have been thrown off by my pause. And that's why I did it. So
that's cool.
Let's do so who was over the more to Maggie, and what do we have that with? Let me see. Over the more to Maggie. Oh, and the cool father, that's good. But both really good
which
tunes.
Which key are you doing the cool father in?
What's that?
Which key are you doing the cool father
in? I guess we know in the normal key. But if some people like it in the other key, then I can switch to the other key too, if you want.
I was just under the impression they were both the normal key.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because somebody told me so.
Did I tell you that?
Yeah. you said some people do it in one.
So what key did I teach it to you? In the minor key or the... Or G? Huh?
Yes.
The minor key?
No, both.
In both. Oh, good. So
it was written in the minor key.
So, yeah, it was written in the minor key. So, just for the heck of it, just because I taught this to Lisa, we'll play, Lisa, we'll play it one time well, nobody's going to hear you. You don't have to make a face. We'll do it in the minor key once after we do it in the regular key, the other regular key. Okay, I got it now. Thank you. Okay, folks, I wouldn't mind if you want to stick around, kind of finishing up with Inish Ear. It's not, obviously, it's not a great Bowron tune, but it's one of my favorite tunes, written by Thomas Peter Walsh, a great button accordion player from Dublin, and... if that's okay...
That's all right. If you... I love it anyway.
Great, thanks. All right. So part of the reason I want to do it is because a lot of times these slow melodies, even in slow sessions, tend to get fast. They tend to get hurried. So I generally play this fairly slow. So it'd be good practice to, you know, maybe not anticipate the next note so quickly. So here goes.
Thank you.